வெல்கம் பேக் டு மை பாட்காஸ்ட். மீண்டும் என் பாட்காஸ்ட்க்கு வருக. லா 42 படிங்க வினோத் சார். ரீட் 42 வினோத்.
லா 42. ஸ்ட்ரைக் த ஷெப்பர்ட் அண்ட் த ஷீப் வில் ஸ்கேட்டர். ட்ரபிள் கேன் ஆஃபன் பி ட்ரேஸ் டு அ சிங்கிள் ஸ்ட்ராங் இண்டிவிஜுவல், த ஸ்டரர், த ஆரகண்ட் அண்டர்லிங், த பாய்சனர் ஆஃப் குட் வில். இஃப் யூ அலவ் சச் பீப்புள் ரூம் டு ஆப்ரேட், அதர்ஸ் வில் சக்கம் டு தேர் இன்ஃப்ளூயன்ஸ். Do not wait for troubles they cause to multiply. Do not try and negotiate with them. They are often irredeemable. Neutralize their influence by isolating or banishing them. Strike at the source of the trouble and the sheep will scatter. சொல்லுங்க அண்ணன்.
இதுக்கு நிறைய எக்ஸாம்பிள் இருக்கு. இது அப்சல்யூட் ட்ரூத். எனக்கு ஒரு பிரின்சிபல் தந்த ராம் கல்யாண் டிஏவியில் படிச்சபோது, கிளாஸ் அவரை கண்டாலே மரண பயம், என்டையர் ஸ்கூல் வில் பி பின் ட்ராப் சைலன்ஸ். His method was very simple. If a crowd, group of students were noisy and boisterous and he didn't like it, he'll pick up the strongest guy in that class who is creating the maximum noise, and he'll be the strongest guy. And he will give him a sound thrashing. Thrashing na enna? Solid thrashing, because after warning they'll be doing this. And once that thrashing ends, even if that kid is 3 times his size, he'll thrash him. 12th standard kid. And immediately the whole place will be in pin drop silence. When I switched schools and went to another school for my 12th standard, I saw kids who were big and hefty could intimidate the teacher. Then the entire class lost respect for the teacher and the school lost its luster. But as long as Ram Kalia was there, DAV was the best school. And later in life I realized his greatest strength is that even if he was old and he was not perfectly fit, he had the courage to thrash the biggest student, and immediately the rest would fall in line. As long as he could do that, he established the reputation for the school, which continues today also. Another famous example, enna Ford la vandu the father and the son had died. So Henry Ford II, that is the grandson, was running Ford Motors. It's always the Ford, even today Will Ford runs the company. So Henry Ford III had a brilliant manager called Lee Iacocca. He had launched Ford a Mustang. He had turned it around and made Ford a great company. And everybody was celebrating, and Iacocca thought that he had to be the boss, not Henry Ford. And Henry Ford got to hear that. One day what Henry Ford did is called Iacocca, and he said, let's walk out together. They came down the lift and walked out of the building. He asked Iacocca to turn around and asked to read what is there in the company. What was the company banner? The company banner read Ford Motor Company. So he turned to Iacocca and asked him, what's my name? He said, Henry Ford. Once you know that, then you can never outshine the owner. He just snipped you. And recently in the Tatas it happened. Mistry was a relative but not a Tata. He forgot that he was not a Tata, and the old man showed him whom he was. In no time, nobody, and the power of the Tata brand was so much, even the Supreme Court would not budge. So when you have to strike, there's no wishy-washy. Strike and strike hard. You can finish him off. Cyrus Mistry poena no. Tatas have turned around. Chandrasekhar has done a decent job. And whenever you see Chandrasekhar and Ratan Tata together, you will see how respectful Chandrasekhar is. So at times you have to show who's the boss. Go for the big guy. Don't waste your time with the sheep. If the sheep sense that you are scared of the shepherd, they are not going to listen to you. You take out the shepherd, the sheep will do whatever you ask them to do. It is on the moral of the story.
One interesting analogy which Anand will be able to explain further is how prime ministers decide cabinet portfolio. Yeah.
when they're allocating portfolio, I'm sure Anand will be able to tell you historical examples on how they decide on who gets what portfolio.
The second strongest guy will always be in the cabinet, not these days, in the old days. And he will get a portfolio which is not of his choice, which is not important. So you keep your enemy with you in the portfolio and you give him a post which is not important. When the UPA government was formed, Sharad Pawar was NCP chief. He was a big leader, but his influence was limited, so his seats were not very much there. If he was a congressman, he would have been one of the big four.
Correct. And also if
but
you notice,
end of the day, for 10 years he was only Minister of Agriculture. Not a great post to be in. And he had been defense minister once. So that's the talk you're talking about. That's what you wanted to say.
Yes. And even when Narasimha Rao brought in Manmohan Singh as finance minister, he was completely someone from the outside of the fold.
Yeah.
So that was also, it was a very critical and an important portfolio.
Yes.
And he made sure it was not given to some chela, some chamcha and got into a mess. He made sure our country was steered in the right way by making sure the right guy came and took that position and not given to some clown.
Yes.
What do you say, Anand?
That's true. And there was a lot of pressure because it's a plum portfolio.
For always a plum. It's always a preferred portfolio.
We are current finance minister. What do you say, Anand?
No comments.
No comments.
In this channel.
Okay.
People,
anyway,
what people what is can another refer to me in other channels and Facebook to find what I think of her, but not here. So that shows the contrast. Because Narasimha Rao was sure of himself in spite of him not having a majority. You may have a huge majority, but you are so insecure, you don't want a high-quality person next to you.
Correct. And who will doubt and question all your moves.
Yeah.
Something
who will
like
give you frank and plain advice, which you may not like.
If your brainchild ideas are a good idea or not, they might come and tell you, I don't think this idea is a good idea. Our current cabinet has very few people who have the courage to stand up.
Nobody who can stand up to the Prime Minister.
Correct.
And they're all
which
pygmies.
Is very sad.
Pygmies.
Correct. Which it's is very sad.
It's very sad.
And another story which reminds me of this is in Greek mythology, we have Hercules. And Hercules, one of his trials is to kill the Hydra monster. And the Hydra monster is the epitome of this law. What the mythology says is Hydra is a five-headed creature. And each time Hercules cuts off its head trying to kill it, when you cut off one head, two more sprout out. So he keeps on trying to kill and kill. Yeah, and he also makes sure he cauterizes the wound. Where he cuts the head off, he seals it to prevent any further heads coming out. So the same thing applies with this law. Not only do you have to get rid of the person, you have to make sure never again anybody can even think of or dream of doing that to you. Backstabbing you or plotting against you or thinking anything. They'll be so scared and be remembered through history of your time that they should never cross you in that direction ever again. And that person, whomever you kill, will be a poster child. That's why even during the medieval times in Europe, what they'll have is the guys who have been, you'll see it in the Game of Thrones also, their heads will be cut off and they'll be kept outside the gates of the city. Others to see that this is what will happen to you. And Vlad the Impaler, who's Dracula is based on, is famous for this, where the Ottoman Turks used to come raiding into Europe, Central Europe. So Vlad, to strike fear into them, would take all the Ottoman Turk soldiers, not give them any quarter, slaughter them and leave them on pikes on the field. And that's how he became notorious, known as Vlad the Impaler. So this kind of things you've seen throughout history, where when you see your enemy, you make sure you crush them. And you crush them hard.
You do it in such a way publicly, the others will see and be scared.
Anyway, this was an interesting law, and we'll continue tomorrow with the next law.
Yes, Law 43.